Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
What are you laughing about?
Just us. And by us, I mean me. I mean,
do you want to tell the story of just what happened, or do we have to talk around things too much to tell people what happened?
I mean, you'd be better off probably to. I don't know what just happened.
I don't want to reveal any secret.
Reading everywhere.
I don't want to reveal any secret family stuff you have going on, but what just happened is funny. And it ended with the sentence of me saying, hey, Stugatz, tighten it up. I asked you about the well-being of someone in your family, and you gave me four different work-related subjects that you wanted to opine about.
You did. You were really concerned about my mom, and my mom is fine. She's getting minor surgery today, okay? And you really wanted answers about mom and my mom's well-being, and I didn't answer it.
You, four times.
I gave you stuff on Rossini.
Four times. He gave me so many opinions, so many sports things, so many things he thinks gonna happen, and he gave me not an answer to my question. We will get to Diana Rossini in a second.
And I owe you an answer, my mom. 15 minutes, okay? You'll get it off air. Okay? The tease.
I don't think I've ever looked at Stugatz, though, and just spit, tighten it up, Stugatz.
Diana Rossini going to join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. I'm sorry. Here's your SportsCenter update. Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said that if his players take a knee during the national anthem, he hopes to join them. You don't have to hope. I mean, just do it. Yeah. I mean, Angels first baseman.
It's true. What he's saying is true. Just go ahead and do it. You don't have to hope. You're totally in control of that.
Angels first baseman Albert Pujols is covering $180,000 in salary loss by staff members of the team in the Dominican who were furloughed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Good job by Albert. What happened?
I mean, this is news. 13 minutes ago, President Trump tweeted, Tony Fauci has nothing to do with NFL football. They are planning a very safe and controlled opening. However, if they don't stand for our national anthem and our great American flag, I won't be watching. That's
right,
the latest on that front.
Fauci just said that you can't responsibly have a football season in 2020 without a bubble, that you need a bubble. And I think this might be news to the NFL.
But here's the problem with the bubble. You can't play doubles ping pong in the bubble, you can play football.
The contact sport thing is a real problem. We'll get into it in a second with Diana Rossini.
And finally, the Guinness World Record for longest kiss is 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds. What? If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
One of the things that Stugatz rat-a-tat-tatted at me while I was asking him about his mother's health with concern was that Diana Rossini has just gotten engaged. I did not know that. So congratulations, Diana. I'm sorry that I'm just learning this way. Did you indeed marry a meathead Russillo type? Or I think that what happened there? I didn't know you were close to getting
married yet.
I didn't think though that you were close to getting engaged because you were always lamenting on here that your mother is pushing you to hurry up and have kids.
Yeah, I didn't think it was really going to work with this one, so I never really shared it because you know why take that step to talk about a relationship if you don't really see it going anywhere. So all this has been a little bit of a shock to all of us because I've agreed to it. So we're not married yet, but he did propose. I said yes. And, you know, it's funny. It was on social media because I actually shared it. I didn't have anyone in my life leak it out or anything. Like I know some people on the show had to deal with in their lives. But for me, I put it out, try to be cute with it. And, you know, Stu Gatz is really good about keeping an eye on my Twitter. He loves the news. He loves NFL stuff. And, you know, I was waiting for him to reach out to just, you know, congratulate me. I like to think he cares about me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like nothing. Just nothing. Like, he's like liking other of my tweets, but not responding
he's
to
that. Liking
that
the stuff
a great
that you're,
jet tweet in there somewhere.
You're putting something out on the NFC and he's liking that, but he's not commenting at all on your well, first of all, you didn't seem to be sharing a whole lot of enthusiasm about the engagement.
Exactly.
Like, what happened? Please explain to me what happened here, where you go from I don't think it's going to be working out to sure, I'll marry you.
Well, he's from Philly, and I just always struggled with the way he talks, like just the start, like the superficialness of that. So we'll just start there. And it didn't mix with people in my life, in my family that I care about, who all have very thick Bronx, North New Jersey accents. And even now when he says words, I'm like, nobody knows what you're saying. You need to like bring a translator. But eventually we worked through it. But I don't know, he likes me. So I felt like that was a good start.
Diana Russini with us on ESPN Radio. Want to get to some of your thoughts here on what we were talking about Fauci saying you can't have football without a bubble. I got to imagine football people, organizers, God, they are so regimented. They must be made crazy right now, Diana, by the idea that football is less than 50 days away and they don't know what the hell they're going to do with this.
So one of the worst positions to be in is when you have to report on the status of what's happening on something that's as fluid as this. And I have envy of all the other sports right now because I feel like they have plans. They're getting answers. So I've had an opportunity to talk to a lot of different GMs and coaches. I've been able to listen in on some conference calls about conversations that are being had between the union, between the league. Everyone is trying to come up with a plan, and the problem is nobody has answers. So what that winds up doing is you have a bunch of coaches who, you know, obviously are very good at taking order and they want to be leaders, but they have nothing to go off. So the frustration is probably at the highest it's been during this entire 3-4 months here, because there's just nothing being answered. I was told from the league, though, that bubble idea that the NBA is doing, just throw that out, that they are not doing a bubble. So we can take that off the list of ideas. The NFL is operating as if they are just going on scheduled or as scheduled as if COVID doesn't exist. They want to test a lot. They want to educate a lot. But it just doesn't seem that they're going to be making major adjustments as of now.
How is that possible, Diana? What you're saying sounds irresponsible, dumb, and lacking all manner of leadership.
Especially when they're the sport that has a line of scrimmage and offensive linemen and defensive linemen like super close to each other and huddles. Like, this is the sport that's probably most problematic during a pandemic.
That's the hardest part about this. Sean McVay said yesterday on a conference call about being part of Hard Knocks, that was the point of the call, and he just said basically, I think, what we're all thinking. So you want everyone to social distance, but then we're going to go out and tackle each other. We're going to go out and be in each other's faces. That makes no sense. On some of these calls, I've heard the idea of putting up shields around the helmet in that area where you would breathe, where your eyes are covered. It would be covered with sort of like that, I almost want to say like that plexiglass that you see at stores now, you know, when you go up to the register. It's obviously not that, but, you know, something where they can sort of have some prevention. Testing is going to be really high, almost daily. And again, these are all discussions. These are just ideas. And it just seems, you know, I had one coach this morning when I was asking him about it. He said, they're asking us, like, we're a bunch of moron football dudes. Like, what do we know about viruses? You know, and he was just obviously, you know, kidding a little bit, but not really.
Diana,
you know?
I can't put on a mask and my glasses without my glasses fogging up. If you're going to put in football players' face masks the ability to breathe right into a shield, no one's going to be able to see anything.
Yeah, this same coach brought up another point. He was like, do you think my players aren't going to be in areas of high volume over the next 5 weeks? He goes, this time period anyway in the NFL is the biggest nightmare for organizations, right? Because we see so many situations where players put themselves in just spots that could get them in trouble. We've seen it a million times. So his point is, we're going to take all these precautions, but I don't think any of the players are going to be doing that. And the players, the last thing they want to do from talking to them is come back to training camp early, because that's another thing that's being discussed. Bring them in July 15th, sort of run them through how this would go, kind of like a soft opening to training camp. And they're like, yeah, no, we are not doing that. They want to push this thing off as much as possible. So here we are, you know, June 19th, and I have no idea what we're doing in July.
Diana, you speak to a lot of coaches, a lot of players. Are there coaches and players voicing that they don't think there should be a season this year?
No. I've struggled with that, because that's something I think that's an interesting angle. So I've been asking around a lot. I feel like everyone is in the same space of like, let's just get back in this. There is concern, though, that family element, you know, and I'm sure you've seen, too, even former players and some of our current analysts pointed out all the time on our shows of just, you know, you have to be really careful with how this is in terms of overall health, because most players go home to their wives and kids and they don't want to have to expose their families, which is, you know, the one thing that I've recognized, though, in most workplaces now, those seem to be the safest places. I know even I can just speak to being back on Bristol's campus. That was the cleanest it's ever been, A, but also it just seems like everyone is just being so cautious that I think these NFL organizations, they're going to make sure it's a safe environment. And if a player tests positive, they're going to have to self-quarantine and be out.
I can't think of a whole lot of people whose opinion I want less on taking on health risks than football players. Like, you can't ask them whether or not they're going to play or whether they're going to go against health risks. Like, they're not – we shouldn't be asking that question. But Stugatz has an important question for you here, Diana.
Peeing in the shower, Diana, your thoughts?
Every morning.
Wow. Okay. Shocking.
Love you.
At Levitard Show on Twitter, are you shocked that Diana Rossini pees in the shower every morning?
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Levitard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/levitard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number is 3030.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Levitard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on Demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Levitard and Friends Podcast Network, featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts. Missing basketball? Tune in tomorrow night for an NBA classic, Game 7 of the 2010 NBA Finals between the Lakers and Celtics, presented by the Home Depot. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
So Ryan Clark has been on ESPN, and I have not often seen Ryan Clark sound emotional. I have not, I don't know if you guys have. He was a bad football man, as you just heard in the segment with Diana Rossini. It is really silly to ask football players whether or not they're going to take on health risks.
By bad football man, you mean he was a good football player.
That's correct.
Yes.
And a bad man in general. Thank you for that correction. I didn't want it getting back to Ryan Clark that he was bad at football, according to me. I am not saying that. I am saying that Ryan Clark is a hard man covered in barbed wire, and he does.
Probably should just call him a good football player and be done with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you out here.
What I am saying is that he is
tough,
a menace.
Cool.
As a football player.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's where you want me to stop?
Menace.
But he is so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you mean, okay.
You know what I mean.
Just toss to the sound, man.
Yeah.
Raw, rugged, and real. Mm-hmm. Is what? Raw is bad. I need to keep stopping. Okay. But anyway, I didn't mean any of this to be funny because this is serious sound. But we've gotten sidetracked. Ryan Clark, what is the question being asked of Ryan Clark that makes him emotional? I have to do a little filibustering here because we got off to such an awkward start here with the laughter.
Yeah, you can have
and
that
we're
next
not,
to each other.
We're going into sound that's serious societal sound.
Yeah.
And so I got to get a few inches.
Why don't you do like a professional show reset? You're listening to ESPN Radio. This is the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz.
How great would that be?
If you're just joining us.
I'm really excited about
Freddie
that,
Coleman.
The Casper ad we've got at the end of this segment. If you're just joining us, we were celebrating, we were Juneteenth. We were celebrating that as a network.
We don't have a Casper ad at the end.
I know we don't, but I was just going for the joke of how I got lost my way when we were in the pandemic, and I threw it to a very exciting DraftKings ad that would be in 3 minutes when I lost my way because I'm not a radio professional.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good time.
It was during an interview, too. Don't worry, everybody. Don't worry, folks in your car. You're going to hear from DraftKings in a moment.
It was a rare segment commercial tease.
We'll get to DraftKings in a second.
That is the joke that I was making. In a couple of minutes, we will have a Straight Talk sponsor read for you. But before we get to that, let's please, for the love of God, play the sound of Ryan Clark getting emotional. I don't even care what he was at.
I didn't prepare him for this situation enough to know as a black man, you can't walk up to cars. You can't wave down cars with white people in it because your life is not of value to all of them. And so I'm blessed that my child is still here. Like if something would have happened to him, it would have broke me. And so for me, I got to do a better job of educating him, and I got to protect him because I wouldn't know how to live if he wouldn't have made it out. And so thank you for everybody that reached out to me. And, like, I know it's getting better, but it's not better yet and better for everybody. And, you know, like, we just got to keep, you know, staying together, man, and just doing what we can.
So, obviously, heartbreaking. And when you hear that, I think that anyone can connect on the humanizing impact of fatherhood or parenthood, like that anyone can connect. This, I saw so many of you were sending around the video of a child playing basketball on his driveway, a black child, and a police car coming, and the instinct of the child was to hide behind the car and then resume playing basketball by himself like he was. It was a very small child. I think all of us can understand from right there, even if you don't have kids, the heartbreaking idea that even if you're Ryan Clark, professional football player who climbed atop that sport, that particular sport, because you climbed out of whatever it is you had to climb out of to get to the top of sports, to be helpless in the face of system, government, machines, armed army, for a man that strong to feel helpless about being able to protect his child in a way that makes him break down in front of you vulnerably on television. I think anyone who is listening right now at a time where America seems to be listening a little more, you can connect with the humanizing aspect of that. A football player broken. because in his America, he does not believe like he can protect his child. A father broke it because he does not believe that he can protect his child. Mark Spears next.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said that if his players take a knee during the national anthem, he hopes to join them. It is the oddest story I've ever read in all my years reading SportsCenters. You either join them or you don't. You don't hope to join them. They take a knee, you take a knee. They don't take a knee, you can still take a knee. How about that? Angels first baseman Albert Pujols is covering $180,000 in salary lost by staff members of the team in the Dominican who were furloughed because of the coronavirus pandemic. I just backed away from the microphone and my computer screen. And finally, Verschlim Besberg, Verschlimberger, is a German word that describes an effort to make things better, which actually ends up making things worse.
Like we just did with Al Duncan?
Verschlim Besberg. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
I thought to myself, what do we need on Juneteenth? The perfect German word that tries to make things better, but then makes them worse. Now, Mark Spears of The Undefeated is on with us now, and I don't know Mark well enough to ask this question, but if I'd come to you 5 months ago and said ESPN was doing happy Juneteenth commercials 5 months ago and asked you, hey, what needs to happen in the world for there to be happy Juneteenth commercials on ESPN, like just stuffed into the content. And, you know, we'll get the details right later, whether it's L. Duncan or just a man.
Jay Harris.
We don't know who that was telling us just what would have had to happen in the world for you to take my question seriously.
I mean, it's deeper than our company. I mean, like you guys mentioned Cuban telling people to take a knee when it wasn't that long ago where Cuban said if somebody black was with a hoodie was walking across the street, he'd walk to the other side, you know, or that he told McDonald's All Americans that they should go to, which are predominantly black, to go to Slovenia to get better tutoring than their AAU counterparts, which are predominantly black coaches, or telling a player who's black that he didn't agree with that, you know, don't forget who pays you. So it's Cuban, it's the companies, we could go on and on. I keep waiting for somebody to jump out of the screen and say, I gotcha, this is all a joke. Like, we don't care, you know, but as my sister said, Mark, better late than never.
Yeah.
My sister Courtney told me that. I mean, like, because this is, Rodney King was my era, my parents were civil rights era, we could go back. So I've just kind of been intrigued by what is it about the horrendous George Floyd murder that sparked everybody. And I wonder that, you know, everybody white who is down for the cause that, or people of color who suddenly are down for the cause, because everybody of color hasn't rooted for black people either. If they were to sit down and answer that question, I wonder what it would be, because this has been happening forever. So why is it different? Maybe it's social media. I don't know. But as my sister said, hey, better late than never.
Well, help me understand this, because it appears that we're about 130 years late on Aunt Jemima. Like, we just slapped our forehead a couple of days ago. We're like, wait a minute, that's totally racist. The idea of a mammy, of a subservient woman on a bottle of syrup. Like, among the absurd ones where you've seen an about face and you're like, what the hell is going on in this country right now? Which is the one that you look at and are like, well, yeah, better late than never, but good God, this is absurd.
NFL putting out statements, which I still don't believe. But look, to me, as I told somebody, these statements are receipts. So I'm loving all these statements. Do I believe them? I mean, it sounds good. You have a business. You know, you want to keep your business intact. And this is the most politically correct society now than we've ever had. I mean, there's TV shows that we grew up on and love that you could never air now. I can only think about all the stuff I heard on Sanford and Son and All in the Family as a kid and some of the stuff they said, or even the movie Police Academy in the 80s, you know. But it's, I don't, it's a surreal world where the good thing is now we're having conversations and people aren't blind anymore. And all this stuff like racism ain't bad that I've been hearing my whole life, like for these naive people, which I don't know what they needed to see. I don't know why seeing some, it took, Rodney King got beat pretty bad and everybody saw that. Like, why did, that's the thing that like pains me, is like people calling me and saying, hey man, we're sorry and blah, blah, blah. But this is my daily life. Like, I'm still scared to drive around the street. I got my master's from LSU. One reason why I got the placard on the back of my car is because there's a sense in a lot of black people that if you put the college that you graduated from on the back of your car, you may be less likely to get pulled over.
So
I'm not celebrating LSU because I'm go Tigers. It's because I'm hoping I don't get pulled over.
Mark Spears of the Undefeated with us on ESPN Radio. Do you believe... I can understand why you would be distrustful, but do you believe that conversation starting, and it's long, long overdue, that now we're ready for the conversation, but does it endure beyond games coming back? Like, are we going to still be, are we going to celebrate Juneteenth next year too?
I hope it becomes a national holiday, and it deserves to be a national holiday. And let's go even to other people of color, like, a day that is significant to Hispanics, a day that's significant to my Asian brothers and sisters. There's certain day they got their Juneteenth type day too that I think the United States needs to examine things so we can learn about every culture. Like, I was blessed to grow up in San Jose, where I grew up with Filipinos, Mexicans, Chinese, Vietnamese. My best friend was black and Filipino, a lot of mixed kids. I thought that was what the world was. That's a lie, you know, but that was such a blessing because I got to learn about every culture. You know, I love Mexican food. I love lumpia. I love, you know, all these different things and all these different people. So I think even as black folks, we need to fight for, you know, our brothers and sisters' stories to be heard, like that Bruce Lee documentary too, like watching that and seeing what Chinese people dealt with. Like, this is a long history that's been horrendous for black folks, been horrendous for people of different colors, American Indian. Like, let's tell their story. What about that holiday in Utah that they celebrate, where I basically call it They Killed the Indians Day? But man, I'm just rambling on, man. I feel good. It's Juneteenth, baby. Let's all celebrate. You know, I'm glad it's going to become a national holiday soon. Better late than never is fine. But ask a black man. Ask a black woman. If you're confused, or I have a lot of my white friends, I said, there ain't no stupid questions. Just ask us, because we have to have a conversation and stop holding these things in.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. No stupid questions. But do you pee in the shower?
Good question.
Oh.
No?
Do I what?
Okay, very good.
Shower.
No, very good. Very
yes, we
good.
Found one.
But if
Barry.
You had any questions, I don't know what that has to do with being black. But
no, it doesn't have anything to do, but we've got a big
those
debate around here.
Right.
Bomani's mad at everybody because our...
Do you pee in the shower?
All right. We got to get out of here. Right. Thank you, Mark, for being on with us.
Terrible question. There are bad questions.
There are bad questions. We appreciate you.
Know, hey, seriously, there's no bad question to ask us, even that one, and I don't.
All right.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your goldfish to sing Bizet's Carmen? There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Go to Navage.com. That's Navage.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling. Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life.
So one of the things that we want to do around here is open up the club. We also want to get to the polls, but we've got our NIT tournament of looks like as well. This weekend, we've got two teams remaining, only two teams. So wow. You can vote this weekend. Here are the two remaining teams as we close out all our 100 looks like for the year.
Mina Kimes looks like she exaggerates a loud cough as a smoker walks by her on the street.
A surprise yes. finalist against not a surprise finalist.
Mike Greenberg looks like the guy who holds his nose when jumping in the pool.
It made it. A powerhouse. Oh,
there it is. Yes. So have at it. That was 50-50 with something. What was it? It was, Adam Silver looks like a Oscar statue before the bronzing. Something was 50-50 there. I don't know how Greenberg actually won, but go ahead and open up the club, Mike, and Stu Gatz will update some of the better polls in here somewhere.
The Twitter poll at Levitard Show is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains now through June 30th. Shop in-store or order online for curbside pickup. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See stores for details.
At Levitard Show on Twitter is how you vote on all of this stuff. Let's close it out as we always do every week with an assortment of show sounds.
I was really worried about Jeff.
That is Jeff Passan trying to be killed by ESPN. Elmo is worried about it.
I am, at this point, looking like the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt.
Did you know gangrene was still a thing? 54% of the audience said yes.
I have bags under my eyes. I have this very sunken face. I'm getting jaundiced.
Should the gangrene nether region of Harvey Weinstein be on the side of the Jets helmet?
So good.
I'm introducing a little waste, and it's immediately being flushed down the drain with all the other cares in the world and problems I have.
75% of the audience said yes.
Are you saying that sometimes it doesn't feel good to be bad?
Are you shocked that Diana Rossini pees in the shower every morning?
Kalamazoo, Michigan, Jeremy Schaap, ESPN.
62% of the audience said no.
I am indignant.
Those are the polls.
That is Jeremy Schaap, indignant. Really, peeing in the shower carried us this week.
Kalamazoo, Michigan, Jeremy Schaap. ESPN.
Do you think he does? Do you think Jeremy Schaap does?
Yes.
I'm going to FaceTime it.
Are you?
ESPN.
You're guessing Jeremy Schaap is a peer in the shower.
Well, Charlie, as far as I know, so just Charlie's title in my
phone. Are you going to say anything?
Yeah, I'm guessing that Schaap pees in the shower. Yep, that's an easy guess.
Who else in the club?
Due to an alt-right. Oh, jeez, that happened. Due to an alt-right. It's alt-right.
Hold on a second, Schaap. Do you pee in the shower? The question is, does Jeremy Schaap pee in the shower? Who the hell would pee in the shower, says
what?
Jeremy Schaap. Who the hell would pee in the shower?
Jeremy Schaap, ESPN.
Millions of years of evolution, says Jeremy Schapp. You shouldn't pee in a shower. Thank you, Jeremy.
The two parts of the word helicopter are not heli and copter, but helico, meaning spiral, and sir. Schapp should have signed off your phone call. Sir.
What happened there?
Sir. Sir.